show today, we have First Tech fellow Creighton's very own Sandy Papenfuss talking about what the credit union is doing to help mitigate the $1 trillion student loan debt crisis. So check it out. How are you, Sandy?
Doing well. Thank you, Mike.
Good, good. Thank you for, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today. You appreciate it. And we're talking about a pretty serious issue going on in our country today. I mean, this is a topic that's even making the mainstream news time and time again. It's the student loan debt issue that's going on in our country right now. And it's the size of the debt that's, you know, across our nation right now. And you know the number, Sandy, better than I do, but it's astronomical. What's the current student loan debt number right now that we're dealing with in the country today?
It's moving on 1.5 trillion.
Goodness.
And the rate that it's increasing is pretty alarming.
So before we get into what you guys are doing, what First Tech Federal is doing about this, what is going on in our country? Why is the student loan debt so astronomical now? When, you know, in years past, I mean, it wasn't like this. Now it just seems to be out of control, it seems like.
Well, one of the main drivers is the cost of education continues to rise. And then couple that with a college education as a barrier to a career path. Most high schoolers today are actually going to college, and we have a large population that's also getting advanced degrees as well, and financing those is really the only option.
Yeah, and so now let's get back to you, what you guys are doing. What is First Tech Federal Credit Union doing to help students and parents find alternative financial solutions? Because it sounds like this is just a super serious issue going on in our country. And it sounds like you guys may be onto something here. So what are you guys doing?
Well, what we've done is we've introduced a new student loan refinance program, and we've tried to really tailor it to what our members' needs are, including elements of flexibility, different options, different products within the suite of products to meet the needs as our members have articulated to us what they're trying to achieve in life.
And so how long have you guys been offering this? I mean, is this something brand new, or is it something that's been established? And if so, what have been some of the results that you've experienced so far?
It is new for us. We launched about a year and a half ago, went live with three different products. One is designed to help support members who want to get out of debt quickly and reduce the overall amount of interest they're paying. Another product is designed to help increase their cash flow, so put more money in their pocket on a monthly basis so they can buy a home or form a family. And then the third product is designed for unique compensation plans for members who may not have your traditional salaried job, but receive their compensation, you know, in peaks and valleys. So we introduced those about a year and a half ago. And with the intention, before we ever introduced them, we did a lot of work on talking with our members and what it was that they were trying to achieve. Not what kind of student loan did they want, but what was their goal. And that's where we found the three products are tailored to support the goals that the members had communicated to us, as well as help them pay less.
Because in the press release that you guys sent me, there were some interesting facts in there. But I mean, this debt is like really affecting graduates, you know, when they're coming out of college, you know, to pay rent or cover basic expenses or going out to buy a car or even a home or something like that. It really affects, you know, these folks in a myriad of ways. And it sounds like what you guys are offering them will kind of help mitigate that, it sounds like. Is that kind of the track or the goal here?
That is exactly the goal. And what we found, we found that not only were members delaying key life events, so you mentioned several of them, we also found where even retirement was being delayed because of student debt. And that kind of shows the scope. It's a lifespan, or can be a burden through a lifespan. And we also found in talking to our select employer groups it was also a burden for our SAGs, and we're a SAG-based credit union. And they were also seeking solutions to help their employees because, yeah, when you are burdened and you're having to delay some of those key life milestones, the stress, it becomes a burden. So that was our main driver, is how can we help launch our members' financial lives to help them get to live their dreams the way they want to. And it has been a success. We are seeing anywhere from savings. So that's one of the things we do look at, is what is the value? Are we achieving the objective we have when we launch these products? We're seeing members save anywhere from $3,000 in interest to $200,000 in interest on average. The $200,000 tells you the scope of some debt. When you start talking advanced degrees, there can be the cost of a home is equivalent. Yes. And they've had to make that trade-off. They've had to say, I am going to pay for education versus buy my first home. And so that is what we're trying to solve for. Right now, we are seeing an average savings of the about $16,000 and cutting off close to 7 years in the term of how long they're having to pay for their student debt. So those are some key milestones for us. And we want to only see those numbers go up. And what I mean by go up is we want to save them more and we want to shave more years off that debt burden.
Indeed. And then, that's just kind of a no-brainer that would just help them out. You know, post-college years, get on with your life and go enjoy, you know, go get a great job and, you know, get married and have kids and do the family thing and all that type, vacations, all that type of stuff. I mean, it sounds like this debt is really kind of delaying that with people just kind of proceeding with their lives in a natural, normal way. So,
yeah. Well, and what we call it is, you know, we want to be here to enable them to live the life they want. That's what we're striving to do, and we're pretty certain that life was not paying 40 years on a student. Didn't include that.
No doubt. And the other side of the coin here, too, is that, and I also read this in the press release, too, is that less than half of parents are saving for college. So that's another kind of aspect of this issue is like, You know, a lot of times, you know, if you go see a financial planner and you're having kids and things like that, are you saving for college for them? Because you're going to need it because of the college costs these days. So what are you guys doing anything on that end as well? Are you kind of helping people save or, you know, parents, you know, creating some sort of savings account for a college fund for their kids?
Well, that's part. Yes, we are doing that. And part of we have a couple of components embedded into the student loan refinance program that are what we think are unique, what you might not see with other major providers of student loans. And one element was we wanted it to be advisory and really understand what the members' goals are. And that's a premise we use across all of our products, but in this case, really understand what they're trying to achieve. And then tailor the product to the needs. And what we often will find and uncover is the ability to save, whether it was the parent, and now the parent has student loan debt and has co-signed on the debt, has what they call parent plus loans, or the student themselves has children, and they're trying to figure out how to pay for college. The problem's cyclical. You know, if the parent themselves is in debt, they're unable to save. So what we try to do is engage the member and really talk about what those goals are holistically, and then bring the other financial products and services that we also offer to the table. So the savings and financial advisors. We have financial advisors here at First Tech, and we also have a whole product suite. When you bring them together, that's where the savings and the value back to our members really starts to magnify. From a stat number, if you will, right now a member with a student loan alone can save anywhere from that, you know, $15,000 to $200,000. But when we couple that with a savings product, a credit card, and an auto loan, the number starts to double in the savings. It starts to increase dramatically because every product we have is developed with our members in mind, and our purpose is to bring value back to our members.
So is that kind of like consolidating this, all of this stuff, kind of bringing it all into one, I guess, grouping, so to speak, and then the savings could just kind of start from there? Is that kind of the idea?
That is the concept. Again, as a credit union, our mission and purpose is around bringing value to our members. And each one of our product lines is developed that way. And when you bring them together, that increasing a monthly cash flow so they can buy a house, that's how we can actually help assist and bring those dreams true faster, is through all of the product suites. Any one of them is going to help. Now you add them all together and it just got really powerful. And that's where we knew with the student loan, we started going down this path and listening to what our members were telling us, that we really could make a meaningful difference in their lives, and meaningful in a big way. And that is what we're seeing.
Yeah, because I see this as, gosh, if you guys are going to help your members out with their student loan debt, you know, their next move is going to go, yeah, I'm going to go to First Tech for my mortgage, or I'm going to go to First Tech for my auto loan as well, because they've saved me so much money with my student loan debt. So, I mean, it's just kind of a natural move for them to, hey, I'm going to buy a house through my credit union. So it sounds like it's a, you know, pardon the well-worn cliche, but a win-win for everybody here.
Well, that is what our intention is. Yes. Yeah. Living our mission. That's our mission. That's our purpose. So you're spot on.
So yeah. So and at the same time, you're helping kind of mitigate, you know, one of our nation's biggest, you know, debt issues is obviously the student loan debt. So you guys are tackling it from all sides, it sounds like. So you're doing a really good job there.
What are the other pieces that we saw that we really wanted to be a participant in helping solve? Was, I mentioned the employers earlier, but employers are actually struggling and with how to help their employees with student loan debt. And again, their employees are coming to them, and I mentioned that, like, a unique compensation plan. That is a challenge to hire and retain your top talent when you have a unique compensation structure and your employee has a high debt burden. They're not able to actually join your organization if that debt burden is now starting to influence decisions on where they work and how they work and who they work for. And that was another component that we really wanted to be, a participant in helping, is our SEG companies in running their business by being able to bring a credit union to the table that would understand the challenges their employees are facing and help them help their employees. So yeah, we looked at this from many, many angles, and we do feel that there is a national crisis. How can we help, and how can we help through our members?
What advice do you have for other credit unions out there who are looking to do something similar? Because you guys, you just said you're kind of fresh into this a year and a half or so. What lessons have you learned that you can pass on to other credit unions who may want to do something like this? Because I can see this kind of being kind of an infectious type of thing in a good way to other credit unions across the country.
Well, one of the pieces advice I would have is do a lot of research. We did spend about a year once we understood what our members needed and wanted, and understood what our SEG base needed. Then we took about 9 months to a year to do research on student loans and really understand from a regulatory and a legal aspect, as well as an operational. The question we needed to answer was, can we do this, and can we execute on it well? Having a product, great, right? But if you're not able to execute well, have you really helped anyone? And So we put a lot of thought into understanding the market, understanding the product, understanding features and benefits and structure and operations, and then designed the products, then built the program. And so that would be one piece of advice, really, to understand what student loans are. There are two different main types. You've got in-school loans, and you've got out-of-school or refinance. A lot of people call them refinance or consolidation loans. We have started with the refinance consolidation loans, and our future roadmap includes introducing in-school loans at some point in the near future to round out our suite of products. But that would be the first bit of advice I would have. The second part would be that really understand what is your members, what are they trying to do? What are their goals before you put together a product so that the product meets their needs? And I think with those two things, a credit union will be very successful and very powerful. One of the things I'll share, you said something that makes me think of a statement. We do collect feedback from our members, and some of the things that we have heard from them that are really positive, that the monetary savings is important, but it goes farther than that. The feedback often contains references to there's a real person. You were there to advise and guide. And we found that that part is really important in student loans, but also having all their finances in one place. That just eases the friction in their life. And again, being able to bring experts and advocates to the table in all different disciplines that only have one goal, and that is helping our member live their dreams. That's what's made it successful. You mentioned the national crisis at the very beginning, and there's no reason. It's actually increased the debt. When we started this journey 2.5-3 years ago, the debt at that time was at $1.3 trillion, and now $1.5 trillion. It is growing at an incredible rate, and as credit unions, we can help. We can be there, and we want to be a solution, not just for the member, but for the entire economy.
Well, Sandy, I just wanted to say thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today on this very important issue and the wonderful things that First Tech Federal Credit Union is doing to help mitigate it in your area, in your neck of the woods. And I hope it spreads across the nation, because this is something that credit unions can certainly take the reins and lead the way once again on helping consumers out there get a handle on their student loan debt. So again, appreciate the time as always, and let's check in down the road, see how it's going.